Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's In. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear, The Walking Dead, Season 2, Episode 2, We All Fall Down. It was story by Brett Leonard, who has worked on Hung and The Winter Sun. And it was also co-created or co-written by Kate Barno, who's worked on House of Cards and True Blood.
Okay, cool.
Yes, I used to love True Blood, those first early seasons.
Yeah, you did.
Until it got a little crazy. I mean, I finished the series, but it was crazy at the end. And it was directed by Adam Davidson, who directed last week's episode as well.
Okay.
All right, so we've watched the episode twice. Gary, what do you think?
I still feel the same as I did last night with the instant cast. It was a good show. It was okay. It was just all right.
I'm going to have to agree with you there. Watching it the second time, I'm not even going to say, like, when writing down my list of likes or dislikes, I didn't even have a lot of them, but I was like, man, I wasn't excited to watch it for the second time and take notes and prepare, you know, for the podcast.
Right.
I was like, damn it, I wish I took notes the first time and just, and been done with it. But, you know, now you got to take notes and watch it again. And I wasn't looking forward to it.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, this is not a bad show.
Definitely not a bad show.
This is just not a show that will hold my attention. I was thinking about it, and like I said in the instant cast, I tried to compare it to, like, if there was no Walking Dead, if I had nothing else to compare it to, I don't know if this will hold my attention long enough to keep watching over and over. Like, if I miss a week, or I miss it when it come on, I just miss it.
Right.
But it's not a bad show. Maybe a couple of years down the road, like, they just renewed their seasons, right? They just got
renewed for season 3.
And maybe that season will be exciting. So maybe years down the road, I may watch season 3 and they come back like, hold up, man, it's pretty good. Let me go back and watch this series.
Yeah.
Off the jump, no. It wouldn't hold my attention long enough over a time span to get to show number 3 or 4.
Okay. And I liked you posing that question the other night when we did our NSYNC cast. I guess I'm going to take a different route, as if we were not podcasting on this show, would I be watching it? And I can't say for sure that I can't say for sure that I would keep up, like, week by week. I'd probably be one of those people that are like, oh yeah, I'm like 5 episodes behind. I mean, I'm 5 episodes behind shows I love just because I just am.
Yeah.
So I think this show I would just probably end up watching, but I'd be, oh yeah, I got to catch up one day on that, you know? So
right.
I think that would be me. But it was a decent episode. I liked it the first time. It's not a show I want to rewatch episodes and rewatch it again this close together, but it was good. All right. So the way the podcast works is we discuss our likes, our dislikes, any listener letters, and then we have an award and a prediction at the end. Starting off on our likes. I like the kids playing at the beach. Like, at the beginning, we see them playing at the beach, and us, the audience, we're like, oh no, walkers are coming.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, who let those kids play out by themselves? And, you know, you're saying all this type of stuff. Like, what the heck were their parents thinking?
Yeah, that was a pretty cool scene.
And then it's like, boom, there's a fence. I was like, okay, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, because when we watched it the first time, I looked at Nicole and I said, Nicole, I wonder if this, like, pre-apocalypse.
Right. Because it looks so normal.
Right. Until I saw the zombie come out of the water.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, maybe it hasn't happened here yet. Maybe this is the first of the zombies to hit this part of the shore.
Right, right. I thought that was pretty cool. I don't know if they've always had that fence or if they built it since the zombie apocalypse came. Because that family was just so weird. It was too, they were like, could they have always had that fence?
I think they had it for a while.
Okay.
Because remember, his son said they were preparing for a long time, preparing for years.
Yeah. I was going to write that down. I was going to write down our notes, but I let it slide. Because he's like, yeah, we've been preparing this for the longest. Like, who prepares for the zombie apocalypse?
Right.
Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure there are some people, but like...
And there's people who are preparing for it now since The Walking Dead.
No, I mean, you prepare for, like, the worst. Like, you might... I've heard of people preparing for, like... Oh my gosh, if all the electricity goes off, or, you know, like the Y2K or whatever, but like the zombie apocalypse in particular, like, really? If one of my friends told me they were preparing for the zombie apocalypse, I'd be scared as hell of them. Like, you're crazy. You might flip at any moment. they may have those pills. I mean, I wouldn't trust anyone who was preparing for the zombie apocalypse.
Right.
But maybe he was just talking about in general. I don't know. All right, so Daniel, we see he doesn't trust Strand, and he's making it so obvious. But when they all got off the boat, he's like, yeah, me and Ophelia are going to sit here with you. We'll keep you company.
Yeah.
I liked it. Because imagine if, I know people don't trust Strand, and obviously they have their reasons to it. He is keeping a secret. But do you think he would have left them if everyone left off the boat?
No, I don't see Strand doing that. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see him as lead. Because then why take him? I mean, he needed help to get off, to get out of the prison. He did need help.
But what we've seen so far about Strand is he's been keeping his word.
He had a house. He had a boat.
He had a house. He had the boat. Remember, he gave up the cufflinks. He gave up the watch. I mean, he got it back once they died. But, I mean, he seems like a pretty honest person with a secret.
Yeah, with a secret. I mean, everyone has their secrets, so. All right, when we find more details out, I do appreciate that. Seeing how much damage has been done, we find that it has been blown up. San Diego, Portland, Seattle, Vancouver. The border shut down. There's no in or out. Utah's gone, and so is Colorado. All been, like, napalmed or whatever.
Yeah.
Did you like that detail, hearing that?
Yeah, I like that detail. It brings more clarification for The Walking Dead.
I was just about to say that. Like, now we know how far Rick can run away from Negan's people. He can't go too far.
I mean, he still have a lot of real estate.
Yeah, he still have a lot of real estate. If there's only any way to get to, like, a different country, there's probably no way to do that.
Yeah, no way.
Okay.
Because they said the borders are closed off.
Yeah.
Well, remember, I want to say Theodore or Thomas. What is the guy's name with the butter knife?
Tobias.
Didn't he say that there was stuff going on in other countries? He seen on YouTube there was a outbreak or some craziness happened this place, that place. Were those all in the United States?
That's a good question. I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure if the zombie apocalypse happening in the United States, it's happening everywhere. Like, what country would not be affected? Or at this point, wouldn't have come and help? Well, they probably wouldn't. I don't know. They might not come. If you see zombie apocalypse, who would want to go and help there? But
yeah,
I don't know. I'm assuming all countries are infected. But now just hearing about that, like, it'd be kind of cool to get another spinoff, like somewhere in a different, in like a different country.
I was just speaking about that today.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, where would you want to see one?
I want to see one take place. I don't care where I see one. Let's see it in Egypt or something.
Egypt.
Or let's see it in another country that's like real small that we may have heard about in the Bible. But, you know, nobody has really been there.
Oh, okay.
But it's a real place like Babylon or something.
I don't know. I would say I want to see it in, like, China or London.
That'd be cool. London.
Yeah. Because wasn't 28 Days Later, was that in London? Or somewhere in...
I guess it was somewhere over there.
Somewhere over there. I think it was London. Like, it had a British accent or something.
Okay.
But yeah, that'd be really cool to see. But just hearing that it does confirm a little, it gives you more insight to The Walking Dead, because obviously they're in the same, they're still all in Earth One. So that means.
Right. It's that same universe.
Yeah, same universe. So if that part is affected, then so is, you know, Walking Dead's part people. All right. So the little boy, we got to see those cute little kids. That little girl was just the cutest thing walking. She was super cute. So was the little boy. But the little boy shows Nick his, Harry and Willa, he shows Nick his toys. And, like, did you notice, like, they all had, like, little red dots, like they were shot to death.
Right.
So my question is, did the dad shoot him because they became sick? Or did the dad just shoot him because the dad was crazy?
Well, he said they became sick.
Yeah, but maybe that's what the dad told them. Because how did all those people, their neighbors... How did the uncle, like, how did they become sick, but the family didn't become sick?
Well, maybe they were all taking the magic pills.
Okay. Oh, clarification on those magic pills. Remember how last night I was saying, were they taking them? And we were kind of debating. I listened carefully this time. The boy said they have magic pills to take to keep them all together. So they hadn't been taking any pills. They were just eventually going to one day take them so they can all be together.
Oh, that's a good observation.
Although, I'm thinking they know people come back to alive when they die, so what, they were going to take the pills and become zombies?
Well, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't matter. They would all be dead, so.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be together. Zombies would walk. He wanted to die on that land.
They would all die together.
Yeah, but remember, he's like, we live on this land and we die on this land. But if you became a walker, you wouldn't be dying on land. You'd be walking around.
No, but you'd already be dead.
Okay. But you would leave.
You would leave while you're dead.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know.
Okay. All right. So I don't know if it was important for us to know this, but we get Travis's ethnicity. He's Maori, which is like Polynesian people that's from New Zealand, which I looked him up and it's a very small, like group of people if you take all the people in the world. So
yeah,
I kind of want to call bullshit that the guy knew that. Although, you know, he's like, I'm an amateur anthropologist, and I'm amateur of a lot of shit. So if he's one of those people that just know a lot of shit, then I guess he would know that.
And I'm also wondering, are they trying to bring something else up into this? Is Travis supposed to be the chosen one or something, since there's just so few?
Oh, maybe.
Are they trying to build on his character?
And I believe I read somewhere that is his real ethnicity, the actor's real ethnicity.
Okay. But that'd be cool if they try to pull that spin on it.
However, I did like that tidbit on Travis's background and just showing the diverse cast that we have on Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah. But they better not come back later and, you know, somebody shoot Travis or something and we find out he can't die. Where you from?
He's like the golden child or something.
Yeah, he'd be like our Glenn.
Oh, gosh. We don't need no more Glenn situations happening. Oh, no.
Travis can't die.
All right. So the crazy dad, George, he said something about every life cycle begins and ends on the same earth. And that's what I meant. Like, I don't think he wanted to leave that ground, that their little housing area. But interesting enough, him and Travis had a conversation on nature. And this is kind of nature's way of starting over. They've had those same conversations on The Walking Dead. But behind Travis, when they were talking, there were these like little butterflies in a case.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it just made me think when he said every life cycle begins and ends here, it kind of made me think, and then they're talking about nature, like what was the significance with those butterflies in the background? Because, you know, caterpillar turns into a butterfly, you know. I'm not sure if they're trying to say that this is the next step in evolution. Like, we're involved. This is what we evolve in. Like, on Wayward Pines. We watch Wayward Pines.
Right.
And,
well, I got a feeling from two shows or showing a movie from this. Like, I got that Wayward Pines feeling when he said that. Because we see how evolution took place there. But I also got the Happening feeling when he said that this is the way of Earth cleansing itself.
Okay. With that Happening with Mark Wahlberg. Is that
yeah.
one? Okay. Yes, I mean, we might be thinking way deep into it, but we're just trying to make some sense out of what they're saying here.
Yeah.
Okay, Nick, he's always been a favorite, but he was funny this week when he was, like, trying to help Travis. He's helping everybody, trying to help this person, trying to help that person.
Right.
Travis is looking for Chris, and Nick offers his help, and he goes, I know at-risk youth. I'm an at-risk youth. I like that.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, he's just making light of his situation.
Yeah.
And then Strand noticed Daniel keeping tabs on him.
Right. And we find out Strand is also keeping tabs on Daniel.
They're both keeping tabs on each other.
Yeah.
But Strand says to Daniel, you hover over me like the specter of death, Daniel. And I couldn't really understand what Daniel mumbled after that. But Daniel's being super obvious with it.
Yeah, and it's funny he said that to Daniel. You hope, like, the specter of death.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we already heard Daniel's wife call him the devil.
Right, and then even Ophelia keeps calling him, like, she was making little shade or little side comments at him this week.
Yeah.
Saying that's cruel, like, wouldn't you be used to it and stuff like that. But, yeah, but as you mentioned, they both have noticed each other because Strand noticed that, hey, Daniel's a good fisherman.
Yeah.
So as we discussed on the instant cast, we knew that the mom that lived on the ranch or whatever, we knew she was up to something when she was interviewing Madison.
Yeah.
And we find out that she has MS and she wants her to take those kids.
Yeah, that's a like, but that's also a dislike for me.
Right.
But I'll wait.
You'll wait? Okay, I'll remember to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay, because when I wrote it down on our list, I was like, it's a like, but it's also dislike. I have some concerns, too. So, okay. Right. Daniel going through Strand stuff, that's kind of a like and a dislike, too. Only because I'm like, did he ask anyone to look out for him, like, to be the lookout? Like, you know, when you're going through somebody's stuff or you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing, you should always have a lookout.
Always.
And any minute, I was like, Strand, any minute is going to come and find him. Because he was going through a lot of stuff, making a lot of noise, taking everything out. He got his little knife out. But I did like it because he found some stuff. He found a gun, maps with coordinates, and it had Mexico on the map.
Right.
But we found out that the border is cut off. So
yeah,
I don't know where that's going to go. And I think it'd be really cool to see, like, zombie apocalypse in Mexico.
That would be cool.
Super cool.
Hopefully they give it to us.
We'll see. I mean, just because the border is cut off,
that doesn't mean that the person he's talking to could be somebody who could get him past the border, or there's another way around, or because he's trying to go to San Diego.
Yeah, but now San Diego's been bombed.
But you have to go around San Diego to get to Tijuana, right?
Right. I mean, I'm pretty sure
there's... So maybe he wasn't never going to San Diego. Maybe he was going to Mexico the whole time.
Okay, and just reference San Diego. He was probably going to drop them off in San Diego.
Maybe.
Okay.
Drop them off and keep it moving.
Right. Like, okay, this is as far as I'll take you. So, that would have been cool. I mean, they're going to have the JSS on their own. They can't depend on Strand, you know, to survive. Like, if they don't trust him, they need to leave him, because why...
And I don't understand why Daniel don't trust him. I don't get it. We're not at the stage right now where you're not trusting people. This guy let you on his boat.
Right.
Relax. Put your feet up.
Right, because I saw a lot of people online write about Travis when they went to the ranch and how he was yelling out, like, hey, who's home? Like, we're not here. You don't have to fear us. They threw that word fear in there. But I was like... And everyone's like, why is Travis yelling? He needs to sit down and be quiet. And I was like, you guys, it is not... Like, if shit goes crazy today, we're not going to be all tomorrow like, oh my gosh, I wonder if that someone in that house is going to kill me.
Yeah.
Like, it hasn't gone that far yet to where you think humans are just a threat.
Right.
I mean, they know people can be a threat. They've seen some small incidents, but it's not enough to make them just not trust anyone.
Yeah, not yet.
I mean, look how much stuff happened with Rick, and they still trusted people for the longest. They kept running into bad people, and they still trusted people. Still trusted them. I mean, they kind of got a little more held back or whatever as time went on. But
a little more cautious.
Yeah, a little more cautious, but they still trusted people almost until season 6.
And it's too early right now to not trust anybody. It's way too early. If he didn't yell, if he snuck up on the house, I would think that's kind of funny.
Like, yeah.
Are you about to break in your house?
Right. I agree. So I didn't see a problem with that. All right. Strand's phone call. We see him on the phone. We see him talking to someone. Last night you made a joke. Well, I don't know if you were serious in our instant cast when you said Strand is selling drugs. But I swear now I'm also online on different forums, and that was like the main theory. I was like, what? Like, who has time to sell drugs in the zombie apocalypse? Who are you selling? Your customers are dead. Like, who are you selling drugs to?
I mean, it was a joke made, and the reason I made it for how secretive he was and where he's going to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do he have to get here, and what's all in that boat, and how do he make his money? I mean, is he a super real estate agent? I mean, there's some millionaire real estate agents, a lot of them. But is he one of them? And will it matter if he was a millionaire? Because that house seems like it was like a lot of money.
It was really nice. And we find out the yacht, well, they mentioned something about $10 million.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, he says it's his yacht. But I saw a comment someone wrote the other day or today on, I think it was Facebook or some forum I was on. And they're like, it doesn't really matter if that yacht was Strand's or not. He brought you guys to that boat.
Right.
So it is right now like his yacht. So yeah. It doesn't really matter if he technically has the deed to it or whatever.
I'm about to say, that's kind of weird that Daniel's checking out Strand.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that, I mean, you jumped on a boat with him.
I'd have been like, dude, is this your yacht? Yeah, if it's not your yacht,
don't you think you need to do a background check before you get that far with somebody?
Right, right. Like, I'm like, Daniel, is it your yacht? And then Daniel says, no. Okay, well, that's all you need to concern yourself with.
Hey, get your ass downstairs.
Right, and get downstairs. Stop coming to my personal space. But, yeah, I thought it was funny when I saw people writing that, like, oh, he's a drug dealer. And I was like, dude, when Gary said I thought it was funny. But people are, like, actually seriously, you know, discussing that as an option. So, I mean, it's a possibility, but,
it's
like,
a possibility, but I don't know.
If you're a drug dealer, your drug dealing stops immediately at the zombie bar. Like, what are you going to do? Yes, no one's buying drugs from you.
Yeah, sold your last crack rock.
Yeah, you just sold your last crack rock, for real. So, it's just crazy. All right, so the kid walker, the little girl, Willa, that was pretty sad. But at the same time, like, when she killed her mom, it was, like, pretty cool at the same time.
I mean, she was, like, one of the coolest zombies we've seen so far.
She was scary. Like, her little legs were moving so... It was like Chucky or something. It was
Poltergeist.
Yes, it was so scary. I was like, oh, my gosh. Because even when they were like, get away from her, and the dad's like, she knows. So that's how I know they come back when they die.
Right.
Yeah, at the same time, she came back pretty damn fast, but...
Well, we know there's no time limit.
Yeah.
But when she came back and her eyes open, she don't look like a walker we've seen before.
Okay, that conversation has been said, like, I've been on a lot of forums over the last 24 hours. A lot of people were talking about that. Then we got a lot of people who did a lot of screenshots from Walking Dead. And they showed Shane, when Shane died, his eyes were blue. They showed a few other people when they died, their eyes were blue. I don't know if they just kind of made that blue a little more brighter this time around. Apparently, when they first die, their eyes do turn blue.
Well, it's not about the eyes. It's about the everything. Everything. She's like a little angel.
Yeah, like a little porcelain doll or something.
Yeah, like a little scary porcelain doll angel.
Right. Well, I mean, it is hard for them because they have to recreate stuff almost the same way as they did back in season one of The Walking Dead, because they know people are going to be comparing the two. But at the same time, so much stuff has changed with the walkers on The Walking Dead from season one to season six. That we've discussed.
Yeah.
That they were smarter than before, and they're not really supposed to be smarter here. Like, when, even when Chris said, do they climb? When he asked the boy that, can they climb the fence? Now, if I saw them climb the fence, I'd call bullshit. But, I don't know. I think the reason why, she's so young. You know, she's a little girl. Nothing, she wasn't harmed, like, physically harmed. And she was a brand new walker. So, maybe that's why she looks so cute or whatever still.
But he never said they didn't climb. He said he hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's too late for them to try to have the walkers climb at this point. If this was the only, Fear of the Walking Dead was the only show and there was no Walking Dead, I wouldn't think anything of it. Because we've seen zombie-type figures climb before, you know, World War Z. What was that movie with Will Smith?
That was a good movie.
I Am Legend. Were those zombies or vampires?
Those were zombies.
Zombies, yeah. Man, those zombies were scary. They did everything. I mean, they thought they had minds. So, but at this time, Fear the Walking Dead has to be consistent with the Walking Dead walkers. And I've never seen a walker climb anything.
I'm ready to see it.
Man, people are really going to hate the show. They didn't figure a walker climbing.
I want to see a walker fight somebody for a gun and take it from them.
I mean, that, like I said, it would have been cool. But given the fact that the Walking Dead exists, it's just impossible. Unless they come up with some crazy storyline, you know?
We find out next season of The Walking Dead that somebody could do all that stuff. They just weren't.
They weren't doing it. They don't do it in the South. All right, Strand is so funny. He is literally my favorite, him and Nick. But when Madison had brought that kid down with him to the boat, he's like, Madison, what'd you do now? He's all fussing at her. He's like, put him back where you found him. I was dying. And then he was like, kids are literally like, what did he say? Kids, I didn't write it down, but kids are pretty much the definition of dead weight. I was like, damn, Strand is so cold-blooded.
But she's right.
He's right or she?
He's right.
Okay.
Both of them are right. You can't leave the kid.
Yeah, you can't just leave a kid.
But then some real shit go down, you gotta run. You can't just leave the kid.
Yeah, you can't leave the kid, but at the same time,
might slow you down.
The kid would be harder to take care of a little kid, you know, especially since they're all adults. Now it's like, damn, someone who's going to be in charge of this kid? Now they might die for the kid. Someone is going to die for the kid. It has to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's, I mean, I wouldn't have left the kid, but when the brother came, the little boy, and you know, the son, the older son, when he came, I'm like, dude, take him. Like, we tried to do right by him, you know, we did our best, but just,
we did our part.
But see, they're about to die for him within 5 minutes of getting him, so.
And on that scene, they did their own little version of look at the flowers.
Oh, yeah. Alicia was like to Chris, don't look, Chris. And I was like, why are all them looking? Like, I don't know. Why would you want to see that happen?
But why'd she say don't look, Chris?
I don't know, because maybe...
Chris is a grown-ass teen. It's not like Chris is a little kid.
Well, Daniel didn't even look. He didn't look. Because at first, I thought Daniel was being a little cold-blooded because Ophelia's like, can't you do anything? And Daniel's like, kid, he has a rifle. Like, you know, the brother.
Yeah.
Which he was right. But I think it hurt Daniel because his wife just died. And that could have been his wife.
And it's harder to see your mother die.
Yeah, and that may be why Chris looked. Because he's like, damn... My mom died, and this boy now is about to have to put a gun to his mom, and maybe this will make Chris forgive Travis, quote-unquote, for killing the mom, because now he sees that Travis has to do what he has to do, like how he sees that boy has to do right now what he has to do.
Okay.
So
I can see it.
I think next week we'll probably see Chris be like, Dad, I know you had to do what you had to do. I don't know.
I'm ready for Chris to do something else.
Well, he was fighting walkers this week. So, you know, he's making himself useful. That's what he said.
Yeah, but I don't know. He's getting a little too weird for me.
His personality, I don't really care for his personality. That annoyingness. Dad, just one more. Leave me alone, Dad. Like, why are you being so damn rude? It's like the wrong time to be rude during the zombiepocalypse.
Yeah.
Even Ophelia. I was like, Ophelia, seriously? When she was being rude to Daniel, makes me think of you. Cruel. Like, shut up, Ophelia. Like, we got bigger things than worrying about what I did in my past life.
What I did to your boyfriend a couple of days ago.
Right. Like, I don't... Just... Ophelia and Chris, they better chill out with all that. Because I don't... Being mad at my dad type nonsense.
Yeah. Ophelia fell for that guy a little too quick anyway.
Well, no. I remember, I think we established she was faking it the whole time.
She was, but then she wasn't. Because remember, she said, Dad, you told me you wouldn't hurt him.
Yeah, but I think that was just human in her not to want to hurt somebody, not because she had feelings for him.
I guess so.
Well, that's it for our likes. So we had a lot. Do you have any that I didn't mention?
You know what? You never mentioned the girl taking the, well, how the girl found out about the pill.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I mean, that was a major like.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people were blaming, what's his name? Nick. They're blaming Nick.
Right.
So do you blame Nick?
I do.
Oh, you know why I didn't mention it?
You have to put blame where blame is due. Nick also found out about him. It was like a gift and a curse. That, yeah, he was snooping around and he found the magic pill where they were talking about. So he was able to go tell his family, like, you know, they're about to kill themselves. It's going to be a mass suicide. But if he wasn't snooping around, the girl would have never took the pill. She would have never seen it to take it.
See, that's actually, I have it, but that's on my dislikes list. So we can just go ahead and talk about what you liked about it. But I have some things I call bullshit on it, which is why I made it to the dislikes list.
Well, I like the detail of it.
Okay.
I like the detail that now we know what the magic pill was, where it was. And it wasn't like that. She just found it randomly. We saw Nick go get it, look at it, then try to hurry up and hide it when she came behind him and put it back up. Can't see everything. I love that detail.
All right. Can we go ahead and move to the dislikes part of it now?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. I call bullshit on that. Okay, I don't know how the little girl was, but like, from what age do parents tell their kids? And I know our kids are older, but we still tell them, like, do not put nothing in your mouth unless I gave it to you. And that girl just looked too old to be putting stuff in her mouth like she was like a toddler or something.
I don't know. And I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids, we'll tell them, let us give you the vitamins, the little Flintstone vitamins.
Right.
Which I'm surprised they still make them. They've made them since I was a kid.
Yeah.
But we tell them, like, let us give those to you. But you don't think they take over vitamins?
Yeah, but that's, okay, that leads me to my next one. Yes. Okay, so yes, she thought it was a vitamin. She took it on her own. But my next point is, if you have deadly vitamins, I don't know why we're calling vitamins, they're not vitamins.
Well, maybe she thought it was candy.
No, but if you have deadly pills laying around, like something, like imagine if you were a gun owner You would probably show your child the gun, I'm assuming, and be like, never, ever touch this.
Well, you really can't do that if he's going to give it to him later.
Yes, but okay, or he never touch this without me. I will only give it to you. He
probably never expected for her to go up and get it. He probably never thought she'd find it, know what it is, or know where it is.
Okay. And then her going up there and getting it.
And I'm going to use this right here. I mean, this may be wrong, whatever. But let's say a porn. I don't want my son going to my drawer and getting a Playboy magazine or something. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to go to him and show him, like, hey, you see these?
No, I mean, Dad.
never touch this book.
He can't die from getting the porn. I'm just saying, you had deadly pills laying around, I'd have been like, don't ever take these. Like, don't ever touch them. This is very dangerous. Do you understand? You can die. You will get very, we might want to say die to a kid, but you can get very sick. It's a no-no. Does everyone understand? Everyone understand. You get that okay? Everyone understands? And then you put them up.
I understand what you're saying. I do understand what you're saying. But I don't think, because there's a lot of things, like the even the vitamins. If the kids take too many vitamins, yeah, it's deadly.
The kids know the vitamins. It's different because they know, I can take them. They're supposed to take two gummies. Okay, today I'm going to take three. No one, you know, they don't think of it as they're going to die from taking three vitamins versus taking two. Versus, have they ever touched your Advil or any pills like that? Because no, we've never given it to them. They wouldn't just take that on their own. They see a gummy Flintstone vitamin, I'm going to take a little extra. I know I shouldn't, but they don't think any serious harm is going to come from that. Whereas I feel like a conversation should have happened with this little girl.
I'm questioning what you said also. It's because the little boy, when his sister died, he said she took the special pill, the magic pill. So obviously they seen a pill before for him to say that's the magic pill.
And then why didn't the boy take it then? Because they probably told him, do not ever touch this pill. Like, why would the boy take it? Why would the girl take it, not the little boy?
Well, maybe she took it or he saw it out and he saw something was wrong with her. So he wanted to check on her first and saw that, you know, she wasn't responding.
All right. Just a dislike. So I'm like, that girl was too old to be taking stuff that she know better. I mean, she was probably like, I would say 7, 8. Okay, so you kind of mentioned this when we were watching the first time. But when the hell did Travis become like a sailor, and how did his knowledge of how deep the water is, like, where did that come from?
Because yeah, that was crazy.
They were looking at the map and Strand was pointing to wherever he wanted to go. He's like, yeah, right here by the cove or whatever. Travis's like, yeah, but over there, the water's deeper. Like, how the hell you know? Like, what are you talking about, dude? How do you know the ocean like that?
Yeah, that was a little pet peeve of mine. That this guy, Travis, just knows shit all of a sudden.
Right.
But, you know, we were also watching with my sister, and she did bring up the fact that, you know, we don't know what he teach. He's a teacher. I mean.
Yeah, but he was teaching, like, philosophy or something, you know?
Or history.
Or history. Oh, so you're saying maybe he knows, like, the oceans due to history?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. But it's kind of crazy. I didn't like it because he was telling Strand, like, nah, this would be a better move. When Strand's the one who owned the damn boat.
Right.
He's the damn captain of the ship.
Yeah. I would see Strand being a little more knowledgeable. And you could tell Strand did not want to do it, but he didn't want to fight it too much because Daniel was looking at him, you know?
Like, yeah. And they were looking at him like, why don't we do this? Like, what do Daniel know about
right, it? Right. Well, Daniel might know a little something. He knows how to fish. So he might know something.
Well, you know what? Maybe because we don't fish in the ocean that we don't know. But that could be like a known fact.
Yeah. I've never gone fishing, I don't think, ever. Maybe I have. I don't know. If I have, it's like a long time ago.
Yeah, you'll remember.
Okay. No, I'm thinking like maybe a kid, you know, when kids have their little thing and they go fishing. All right. Alicia walking around with her headphones on. She did that bullshit in season one and we forgave her for it, right?
Yeah.
But like, you're walking, you know what's out there now. And you're in a town that you don't know anything about. And you're walking around with your headphones on. Like, you're not even one-earing it. You can one-ear it at least.
Yeah.
To show that you're trying to listen out.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I guess some people don't care about their surroundings.
No, but like even now when they say when you're in a park, you really shouldn't be having your headphones on, jogging, like maybe just one ear it, because unfortunately, there's crazy people and they might come and attack you, or you just never know. Something might be behind you, whatever the case is. So to see her with both her headphones on, with no one else around her, she's off by herself in the zombie apocalypse. It's not like they don't know. They know that it's a zombie apocalypse, so.
Yeah, they know something's not right.
I didn't like that. I don't know if it was a dislike necessarily of the show, or if it was like a dislike of that character.
I would have to say the show. And the reason I say that is because they must think we're stupid.
right. Like, I don't know if that was their opportunity to play that song that was playing, because it did lead into Nick's scene when Nick found the pills and was looking for the pills.
Yeah.
But I'm like, they could have still, if they wanted to play that song, you could have still played that song.
Yeah, they could have found other opportunities.
Other opportunities, had her one ear, whatever the case may be. And then I'm wondering, like, you're using your resources, like, how are you charging your phone? I mean, I know there's probably electricity on Strand's boat.
Yeah, pretty sure there is.
But, well, yeah, Strand has a phone. I wonder how he has that phone,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there's electricity on boats.
No, but how is he getting a signal with that phone? Is that one of those special phones or something?
A satellite phone?
Yeah.
Maybe. And me, personally, I have, you know, Nicole don't feel the same way about this dislike as I feel. But this is my major dislike. I don't like how they open and end the show. Like, they just open the case and close the case. Meaning that, you know, we found this island, we're on it, we found these people, and now, the same episode, the chapter's closed. We're off this island. The people's gone. They're crazy. That's it. That didn't give me that good series feeling. That was more like a Law and Order. Case open, case shut.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was more like Scooby-Doo and a mystery team or something. that's what it was to me. Like, okay, yeah, we found this island. Oh, I see what they're trying to do. They're trying to kill themselves. Oh, we solved the case. Let's go.
Right.
They could have let that cook a little longer. They could have let some more stuff happen on that island. I would think it'd be a better story if she was interviewing her to not let her on the island. I mean, not to let them leave. Like, what if she was interviewing her and they were trying to start the population, or they were just crazy or some other kind of way, and they stopped them from leaving the island?
That would have been cool.
You're not going nowhere.
Right. Because even when the guy said to Travis, "We're lucky, we found new friends."
Right.
I was like, and then when he gave Travis that beer, I was like, oh no, is that beer like going to poison? I'm like, I got that misery feeling, you know?
Yeah. And that would have been cool.
Yeah.
That would have been cool if the son was really the one that she was talking to. Like, oh, I didn't turn the lights on and off. And we find out later that the son is Jake or Jack or whatever his name is.
Or the son's just crazy. Like he's controlling the family.
Well, he looked crazy. When they first introduced him to the scene, you know, he was looking like, I don't know these people. Like, he was kind of upset that his mother brought them in there.
Right.
You know, and I was hoping that maybe the mother wasn't really the mother. Maybe she was their first victim, the kidnap victim.
Oh, that would have been good. They had so much. There was a missed opportunity there.
Yeah, they missed a lot of opportunities. Big opportunities.
I agree.
So it's like last episode, we leave, they're running from a boat. Was this just an episode just in between while they finished writing that scene out? Or are we supposed to be wondering, like, damn, who's that on the boat? Who are they running from? I mean, that wasn't a good cliffhanger.
Oh, from last week.
From last week.
Yeah, because it was like, they're there. Madison's pointing. And this week it's, oh, here we are, like, at our next stop. I was like, hold on.
Right.
The threat is no longer there. You guys are no longer scared. And then not only that, Strand's like, they're moving faster and they're moving faster than us. How have they not caught up to you guys yet?
Right, that's why I said it was like more of a Scooby-Doo type thing. And I mean, you know how they be running and running this door, then the monster run out that door and they yeah. run this. That's what it was to me.
And then he announced, okay, they're gone. We don't see him any longer.
The threat's gone. Let's go now.
Right.
Oh, hold on. Let me make this phone call to leave another cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't give a fuck about that phone call.
And then not only that, like, that phone call was like talking in code. I'll right. be there. I'll well, be at Sam, the spot.
I don't care about that phone call. They didn't reel me in.
Right.
Yo, Shred, forget you had your phone call. They had so many opportunities, and I feel they missed it. And I don't know. I just hope it don't go downhill from here.
Right. One thing I will say I did like, I forgot to mention, is when Strand, right before he took that phone call, when he got up to leave, he took his keys out of the ignition. Yeah. I like that. So it shows he doesn't trust Daniel, too, you know?
Right.
All right, so that's it for our likes and dislikes. We are going to get to listener letters now. If you guys would like to give us your feedback on the episode, hit us up, dead@theverdictsend.com. That is dead@theverdictsend.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter @theverdictsend or facebook.com/verdictsend. And today we have an email from Yolanda. She wrote, "Hey, Nicole and Gary, how many times does Sharon have to lay out the rules? Why does Madison keep trying to bring more people on the boat? Yeah, the mom said for you to take them, but what about their dad? Guess he doesn't get a say in the matter. Look, if you're going to add folks, then at least do a supply run. It sounds like they have plenty of water, but not a lot of food. I mean, it might have been enough if it was just Strand and you're being chased by pirates. What makes you think those kids would have been any safer on the boat?"
Right.
That is true. Yeah, I forgot about that. Like, if there's, you guys know there's a threat out there in the water.
Right.
And I think one of them mentioned it. Like, how do you know it's going to be? I think Travis is like, how do you know it's going to be safer out in the water than it is with us? And Madison's like, well, they're just biding their time here. And I was thinking, aren't you guys all just biding your time?
Right.
Sure, I ain't fair and shit goes to the older brother, Seth. You might shot me, but I'm going to get a couple of you too. Now give me my damn brother.
Yeah.
I did like that.
Yeah, that was a like.
That was a like. Yeah. Thanks, Yolanda, for bringing that back up. Yeah, because he's like, all right, I might get one of you, maybe even two. But like, I'm going down with the fight.
Right. Over his brother.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd be perfect kind of in The Walking Dead. Because remember, we kind of talk about that. Like, why do they just give up their guns all the time? At least go down with the fight.
Right. He would have been perfect on the boat with them. He was an interesting character just to add to it.
Right. But he was not, like, he's one of the type that would, like, just shoot up everybody. Like, he's kind of, I wouldn't be able to, like, he's like Lizzie, like the boy version of Lizzie. Like, I wouldn't be able to sleep with him near. So.
But that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, we sleep like a baby.
I keep seeing so many posts of people say, like, kill everybody but Nick and Strand and start the show over. So we'll have to see how many people they kill off this season.
Let's continue with Yolanda's letters.
Okay. Most likely to die should be Nick, but will likely be Alicia. Everyone has lost someone except Madison, and she needs to gain perspective on the surviving. I said Nick because that little girl would still be alive if he wasn't searching for drugs to get high. Fool, you're on a boat. Where do you think you're going to score in the ocean? And I think we discussed our instinct has. I'm not sure if he really was looking for drugs for himself or if he was suspicious of that family.
I don't know. I can't. He was definitely looking for drugs for himself.
Oh, shit. That's actually another dislike of mine. I didn't write it down because I meant to look up facts before I name it as a dislike. But I'm going to go ahead and name it as a dislike. And it's when Nick said, I know my pharmaceuticals. And I kind of want to call bullshit on that. Like, how do you know what's a deadly drug versus just a vitamin by looking at it?
I guess he knew it was in the upper.
No, but how would you know?
Like, I don't know.
There's no way. There's like so many drugs in the world.
But that's how I know he was trying to get high, because he went through the medicine cabinet and looking, and any of those could have been a magic pill. So how did he know what he was looking for? And he was trying to score.
But then why didn't he just take any of those drugs that were in the medicine cabinet?
Because they were all bullshit to him.
Okay.
I mean, he mentioned that they really didn't have anything good. But there was this one pill that he thinks is magic pill, but it looks like maybe it's a poison.
Okay. But why would he even think that they had something? Like, if the kids said they were going to take a magic pill, wouldn't he know? I mean, what would he think? What did he think it was?
Man, yo, he gets high. It's the magic pill.
Okay. It's called death. You get one step from death, but you don't certainly die. But, okay.
Probably thought it was acid. I don't know.
Okay. I thought acid is liquid.
I'm pretty sure it comes in like a pill form.
Oh, no. Don't you put it on a bread or something and put it on your tongue?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it could have been like ecstasy.
Okay. All right. Yolanda continues. If I saw everything right, next week's episode looks like it might include the Walking Dead plane show. I thought I saw Down Plane and the girl who was on there. And yes. I saw like maybe a week ago that the girl, if you watch those little clips that were on the Walking Dead commercials, the plane, the girl and the boy that were on the plane, that it showed the girl next week's episode. And someone said she was going to be part of this week's or this cast.
I think that'd be a good addition.
I think that'd be a really good addition. Maybe she'll talk some sense to him. She ain't playing no games. But I will say this. Someone else wrote on one of the forums, and it made me think, last week's episode, those people that were like, hey, 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 asking for help, those were probably survivors from the plane crash. They were all probably on a raft, a plane raft. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're right.
I was like, oh, I didn't even think of that, which makes me feel so bad for them. Like, you survive a zombie apocalypse, a plane crash. And you get to land, and then people still ain't be like, oh, no, peace out. And they just drive past you or ride past you.
Yeah.
That has to suck if that was you.
It would.
And then she wrote, well, enjoy your old stinky dragons next Sunday, and I'll just have to wait for your podcast on Tuesday. And she's talking about Game of Thrones. It comes back on.
Right. Can't wait.
They can't wait. Well, thank you, Yolanda, for writing in.
Yeah, thank you, Yolanda.
And that is all we have this week, unfortunately. Right.
But we will be doing one podcast show on a new series called Containment, which looked pretty good.
Yes, Containment's a new show that's coming on the CW. Yes, the CW. But it looks really good. We saw trailers months ago.
Yeah.
And we wanted to watch it. And we actually said, hey, we said to amongst each other, we're going to podcast it. Then we didn't realize at the time, I don't think we realized at the time Fear was going to be coming on.
Right.
And we're doing Fear, we'll do Game of Thrones, and we do Empire. And three shows is, like, past our limit.
Right.
So Containment will make it four. But we want to at least podcast on the first episode, which is tomorrow night, Tuesday. So we'll probably record something maybe tomorrow night after it comes off or something.
Do an instant cast?
Yeah. And it'll be on our Verdicts In feed.
Verdicts In, right. And we just want to get feedback on it, see if, you know, people are feeling it. If, you know, everyone's feeling it, we may continue with it.
Right, right. We'll see. If it's something that we think we just absolutely love out of the gate, we'll try to fit it in. And if there's enough people listening, we'll fit it in as well. So let us know what you guys think. If you plan on watching Containment, comes on tomorrow night, probably 8 or 9 o'clock on the CW. And now for our award and prediction. I ain't fearing shit this week. I will start it off. And I'm going to give it to Chris. I'm going to give it to Chris.
What, Chris?
He was fighting those zombies, and I know we're used to seeing people kill the zombies through the fence. Like, that's so season 3 of Walking Dead. But honestly, if you think about it, the Walking Dead people, they were, like, not fighting zombies unless they absolutely had to in those early seasons. Season 1, season 2, they weren't really trying to just fight zombies. They were, you know, avoid them at all costs.
Yeah.
And I think we're so used to seeing it, we're like, oh, no big deal, he's killing zombies through the fence. And yes, he was mad, he was emotional, but you have to remember, like, that's still scary. That's super scary. You're killing someone that looks almost human. It, I don't know, to me it's an emotional thing, and it seems hard. It would be hard to do, even if today if there were zombies, I'm like, I don't know if I could do it. So I thought he was, whether it being brave or emotional, whatever, I'm giving him the I Ain't Fearing Shit award.
I would have to give it to the little boy who's seen his sister die, seen his uncles and everybody else in the town die.
Little Harry.
And this is why I give it to him. When he actually seen his mother looking all crazy and stuff, like, hey, look, there's mom. She looks weird. But, you know, he still turned his back on her and started waving at the boat.
Right.
This little kid is fearless.
Okay. All right. That's different.
And then he just see his sister kill his mother. Was he there?
No. Remember, they had him wait downstairs.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, this little kid's seen a lot.
Okay.
Because if I was him, I was scared to go with my brother. Like, I seen too much craziness there. I'm going to stay right here on the boat.
Right. All right. Most likely to die. I was going to say the little boy. That's not funny. But he is. He's going to die. But I'll just stick with our cast. The most likely to die is maybe Ophelia. I saw Daniel mention to her, like, have you been keeping the infection medicine or whatever. He mentioned something about it. And she seems fine, but
yeah.
I don't know. I have a feeling that, like, next week she's going to all of a sudden pass out. And, like, oh, no, it was more serious than we thought, so.
And they are kind of putting her to the back this season.
She hasn't done nothing, really.
Nothing at all. She had one scene last week. This week, probably had like two small scenes.
Two small scenes, so. All right, so who do you most likely die to?
I'm going to just be honest with you and say none of them. I don't see any of them dying for the next, like, two, three episodes. I think the next person is going to die is somebody from the plane crash, if they get to that part. I think the next person to die is probably somebody from the boat chasing them. Or just a random person who tries to get on the boat. I don't think any of the cast are in danger of dying just yet. I mean, I wouldn't mind them throwing Chris off the boat, but... I think they're safe. I think The Walking Dead is going to pretty much do The Walking Dead and just kill off a random person. Introduce them to us and kill them the same episode. That's my prediction.
All right. Well, I don't see a problem with that since it's still early. We haven't got to know any of these characters yet.
Yes, wouldn't be any emotional attachment.
Right. So I can see them win. Unless it happens in like a brutal way. Like Noah dying like on The Walking Dead. When he died, like that was so brutal.
That was.
So if something like that happens, then maybe. But right now, it wouldn't bother me if any of them died. Like except for Strand and Nick. I don't want either of them to die.
Yeah, I wouldn't care either way.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be kind of awkward if Strand died. I like, who was he making a phone call to?
No, you know, yeah,
that's when they come to play. Like, I don't care about it right now. But if he died, that'd be on my mind all night.
No, what was his job? How did he get that money?
Yeah.
Okay. And I've seen people already start the hashtag, if Strand dies, we riot. That used to be like the biggest hashtag for Daryl. If Daryl dies, we riot.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of died off a little bit over the last year or two. But I saw it today that if the Strand dies, we riot. I was like, I don't know if I'm on.
I guess people really do care about that phone call.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm that fully on board yet. I used to be like... for sure on board with Daryl dying. Like, no way he can die. But now you've heard me talk about that. But, all right, anyway, we're going to try and separate the two somehow. Walking Dead, we never talk about fear. But on fear. Fear doesn't even come up in our conversations on The Walking Dead. But somehow The Walking Dead comes up on our conversations on fear.
No, I think it came up probably once or twice.
Once or twice? Okay, not as much.
But it's easy to make that comparison because now we're learning a lot more. Well, we're learning more about the zombie apocalypse from the beginning. So it kind of questions some of the things or answers some of the questions that we have for The Walking Dead. So I really don't have a problem with going back and forth because this is an addition to The Walking Dead.
Right. I agree.
Or an extension.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, that's it for us. Thank you so much for listening. As always, we greatly appreciate it. There are now podcasts on Google Play Music, so if you have an Android or you're listening on the web, you can find all of our podcasts there. Just type it in the name. I don't think it will come up if you do The Verdicts In. Like, only our Verdicts In feed will come up with that. But, like, our Walking Dead podcast is called The Walking Dead Series, or even if you do Fear the Walking Dead, it comes up in that. But thank you so much for listening. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.